Each week we comb the internet looking for interesting stories, mainly scientific, that you can follow up if they interest you. Producer Mary Argue is on top of these interesting snippets that you may not have seen. Morena, Mary.
Morena, Jim.
Nearly half of America's new university graduates are working in jobs that don't require degrees now.
Yes, this one's from CBS News. So choosing a major like nursing is a good idea because only 23% of nurses are underemployed. And that's compared with, say, for example, 70% of students who study criminology. So here's the quote. Focusing on STEM subjects is no guarantee now of university-level employment and high wages. Ouch. One reason given is that a third of millennials have a degree. Half of Gen Zers who are old enough have one as well, whereas only 10% of baby boomers ever got one. So it's just, you know, so many people have degrees, a degree really isn't worth as much.
Although we do like our doctors and engineers to have one.
Yes, indeed. And speaking of what doctors do, the evidence is pretty clear. This one from Stat News Online. A liquid-only diet before a colonoscopy is unnecessary.
Really?
Yeah, so it's claimed. So a low-residue diet, one that is heavy on starch and protein, and free of vegetables is just as effective. So I think the recommendation is to ditch the veggies and the nuts and the corn the day before.
Who's saying this?
Benjamin Labwohl. He's a gastroenterologist and director of clinical research at the Celiac Disease Centre at Columbia University. So he says it's time to follow the science and let our patients eat. He also says, I have seen corn and seeds many times during a colonoscopy, but I have never seen a piece of chicken.
So. He said that.
Yeah, he did. And then we also have on Science Daily, they're reporting a study out of the University of California that shows a ketogenic diet significantly delays the early stages of Alzheimer's-related memory loss in mice. So this is comparable with mild cognitive impairment in humans that precedes full-blown Alzheimer's disease.
So it suggested that this has implications for humans.
Indeed, yeah, that's certainly been implied. But of course there are downsides to a ketogenic diet as well as upsides, so probably more research needed on this one.
As always, Mary. 20% of humans are hypermobile, double-jointed. This is a problem with long COVID.
Yes, it is. Well, apparently it's from researchers in London that's in tandem with one of the medical schools in the UK. So they have studied 3,000 people who had COVID at least once. Those with general joint hypermobility, so one in five, as you were saying, have a 30% greater risk of experiencing ongoing COVID symptoms after their last infection, particularly fatigue. They're saying correlation, not causation at this stage, but they're not surprised. Turns out being double-jointed to some extent is also linked with fibromyalgia, chronic pain, irritable bowel syndrome, migraines and depression. So, you know, who knew?
Well, we do now. Chewing gum has benefits. Your DJ hero, Fred Again, I understand it was a good concert.
Oh, it was fantastic. Honestly, he took us by storm.
He's taken New Zealand by storm, and I notice he chews gum. What's the benefit?
So this one from Science Alert, you can read about this one here. It applies to sugar-free gum only. So the claim is that sugar-free gum is associated with a better diet because people who chew it don't, on average, ingest as much sugar. They reduce their snacking by, you know, chewing on the gum. From the same journal, we also have tricks for remembering things. So associate them with something quite different. For example, if you get someone's name, once you're introduced, immediately associate that name with other information about them.
So I'd say, nice to meet you, Mary. What's your favourite colour?
And I would say green, Jim, but I think you are very odd indeed. on the same topic, a new study, which you can find this one on The Conversation, it suggests not so much whether you can remember the name of someone or something that matters, actually, in case you're concerned about a deteriorating brain. Well, it does matter because no one likes forgetting words, and that can be an Alzheimer's indicator. Or it can also just happen with ageing. But out of the University of Toronto, they reckon that it's, and I quote here, the speed of speech rather than the difficulty in finding words that is a more accurate indicator of brain health in older adults.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mind you, there are people I knew who spoke at 3 words a minute when they were 19.
What a treat for you. Here's a good one for people to try on. What's the fastest thing on Earth?
Ooh.
While at Los Alamos, National Laboratory, this is a Science Live report, a neutrino has been observed moving through ice faster than light.
Faster than light?
Yes, the fastest particle ever seen. And so did you know that even a banana emits neutrinos? They come from the natural radioactivity in the potassium of the banana.
Mm.
And on the BBC website, if you feel like your life is rushing past you, the key is novelty. So research here shows that a life of repetitive and routine activities will make you feel that time is moving faster.
Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana. Anything else to report before you go, Mary?
Yes, one more thing. So if you like elephants, Jim, and who doesn't, really? Salon magazine reports on research indicating that elephants have names for one another.
Ah.
Yeah, in a sense that one elephant will trumpet a particular sound only allotted to another particular elephant. They haven't ascertained whether an elephant will use that sound when having a chat, you know, as we are now as such with the same elephant, but that would be something, if not something quite yet.
Lovely to have that report, Mary Argue. Thank you.
My absolute pleasure, Jim.